This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Jenny Armini, who is the 8th Essex elect, if you will, candidate for who will be serving in the Mass House coming up in 2022. But she won the Democratic primary, the very contested Democratic primary last week. Jenny, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill.
Jenny, a six-way race. You come out on top, and I guess maybe some reaction to the campaign, because as we were talking before we started recording here, if you drove through Swampscott Marblehead in the last month, every single lawn, I think, had a sign for somebody.
Right. And you know what? That was the exciting part of the race, because so many people were involved. And that's what you want.
Absolutely. You know, but it's complicated because it's Swampscott Marblehead to try to focus in on it. So now you've won. You won the primary. You're on. And no opponent, right, in the general election, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But you know what? We can't forget about Lynn, because this district includes the Diamond District in Lynn and then side streets off Lewis Street. So there's a wonderful, exciting chunk of Lynn included here.
Exactly. And it's the former, it's the district that Laura Ehrlich used to represent for a number of years.
Yeah, 14 years.
Has it been that? Oh, my gosh.
She's 14 years.
And she's moved on to other things. So, Jenny, tell us about the campaign. What do you think made the difference? Why Jenny Armini?
I think what made the difference, honestly, is I have deep grassroots support, particularly in Marblehead. I've been in Marblehead almost 17 years. I've raised my two children here. So I have lots of support among parents. I think this is very much a parent-powered campaign. And I also created a group after Trump became president called Elect Blue. And what we did was we drew people together from Marblehead and some from Swampscott and raised thousands of dollars for U.S. House and Senate Democrats around the country. And then we would hold postcard nights and fundraisers. And it really gave people an opportunity to make some change when they didn't feel like change was even possible. And people remembered that experience. When I knocked on the doors, people would say to me, oh, hey, I went to this event and I went to that event. And, you know, that helped build support for my campaign. And a lot of people actually from Elect Blue volunteered.
Do you have other involvement, local involvement, community activities prior to that in Marblehead and beyond, I guess?
You know, a lot, it won't surprise you with two kids, a lot of my volunteerism was focused around the schools, the PTOs, attending school board meetings and, you know, agitating for change when we needed it. So, again, that's where I think the relationships built with parents, those relationships were really helpful in this campaign.
So now you won the Democratic primary, obviously, and onto the state house, if you will, in Boston. And so, tell me, what have you had contact at all with people at the state house, with the delegation from the North Shore? Tell us about what's the contact has been so far.
I've received many, many wonderful phone calls from Speaker Mariano, Senator Crichton. The Lynn delegation's been, you know, warm and welcoming, and it's wonderful. And I think it's a testament to the great people who represent us. Representative Paul Tucker, who's now going to be our district attorney, he's been a good friend, and Kevin Coppinger reached out. Everyone is really, you know, very warm and welcoming, and I appreciate that.
Well, tell our listeners what you are planning. What is it that kind of drove you to run, and what is it you want to do at the State House?
Absolutely. I have always been committed to public service. I've worked on Capitol Hill, I've worked on Beacon Hill, and legislation has been, I'm kind of a reg nerd. I love legislation, and I see it as a wonderful, amazing opportunity to create change. So in addition to what is going to be crackerjack constituent services for the people who live here, because they are first and foremost my priority, I'm going to be looking for opportunities to explore climate change legislation and education legislation. We've got to get our prescription drug costs under control. We've got to increase our housing supply. There's so much good work to be done. And I'm bullish on the State House because I feel like, unlike Congress, there is actually an opportunity to get things done.
No, you're right. There is more progress, it seems, in which maybe wasn't always the case, but there does seem to be more progress in Boston at the State House than there is in Washington, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I often think when I finished, I went to the University of Virginia undergrad and love the Cavaliers, by the way. And when I finished up there, I wanted to go to Capitol Hill. That was all I wanted to do, and that's what I did. I walked from office to office looking for a job with my resume in hand. But I think if I were to make that, if that were today, I would go to a state capitol first. I would not go to Capitol Hill because it's in the state capitol, state capitals, but especially in a place like Massachusetts, where you can actually make some pretty significant change. And I think Massachusetts has a history of being a role model for the rest of the nation in many, many key issues.
I want to ask you about Lori Ehrlich, who has stepped down. Obviously, the seat is vacant, as we were just talking about. But you've been in close contact with her, I understand, over the last over weeks and so on?
She is... she's a wealth of knowledge, information, inspiration. I mean, she is, what's wonderful is that we still have Lori protecting us. She is now, as you probably know, the Region 1 Administrator for FEMA. And this is a coastal district, right? We live on the ocean. So to have somebody like Lori, who's so tuned into environmental issues, who understands what climate change is doing to our coast, and that we, you know, we are one vicious storm away from damage. To have her in the federal government protecting us is pretty special, and we're fortunate.
Jenny, when we before we started talking, you said, "Well, you know, you were telling me I don't really know what to say on sports radio, you know, because I think you were afraid I was going to ask you about some sports." But I think I will now. So, okay. So tell me about what are you concerned about Mac Jones and his back and the Patriots? What happened on Sunday? What do you think?
Oh, man. I'm always concerned about the Patriots. Even though I am a New Yorker, I was born in Brooklyn, raised there, and then raised on the Jersey Shore. So I used to be a Giants fan. I am now a dyed-in-the-wool Patriots fan.
Well, I have some daughters in Brooklyn, so there you go. There's our connection, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? When I lived there, it wasn't hip. The 70s in Brooklyn was all about blackouts, brownouts, and Son of Sam. So they are in a much better place than I was when I was a kid.
What was that, Mayor Abe Beam or whatever those guys
were? Oh, Abe Beam, that's exactly right. He was my first mayor.
There you go. All right.
That's awesome.
All right. What about Marblehead football? Now, I know that you've been involved with Marblehead. I'm sure you've been helping out the football team in the last few years. That's why they've been so successful in Marblehead.
I'm sure that's it. I don't think so. But I'll tell you, we've got a great group of guys, state champions, beat Concord Carlisle on Friday night, 25-6. But I'm also now very tuned into Swampscott. They are also state champions. I have high hopes for them. Don't forget about Lynn Classical and Lynn English. So I am on top of this. So the next time you and I talk, we're going to be able to have a much broader, bigger conversation about high school football.
Yeah, I don't think any. Where is there another state rep that would have two state championship teams in their district, really, right?
Hey, that's a good point. That's right.
Yep.
There are so many incredible things about the 8th Essex, but you just pointed out another one.
There you go. That's right. Forget all this Navy stuff, who started, where the Navy started, and all this other historic stuff, coastline, Atlantic Ocean. Yeah, it's the two state championships right now. Yeah,
that's right.
And you got obviously you know where to go on Thanksgiving too, I guess.
Yeah, what do I wear though?
Well, you could maybe red, white, and blue. Yeah,
that's black and blue.
No, oh, that you could do that. Yep, that would be
black
fine.
Black and blue. Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Well, you've gone places where Lori Ehrlich would not go in these interviews, by the way, just so you know. But I love it. It's great.
Well, I'm happy to. I want to come back for more. So
you got it. Okay. Well, Jenny, I usually let guests like with an open ended comment. Anything else you want to share with us about the election win, about your first few, your plans for the state house that I might have missed? But anything else you want to share with us?
All I want to say, Bill, is thank you to the entire 8th Essex District. Whether you voted for me or not, thank you for participating. And for those folks who did support me, I am grateful, and I'm ready to get to work. So off we go.
There you go. Jenny, great talking with you, and thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it.
Sure, anytime.
Yep, Jenny Armini with us, the state representative-elect, if you will, from 8th Essex here in Massachusetts.